The Phoenix Pride Festival took place over the weekend. Tens of thousands of people came out in support of the city's LGBTQ community, but not everyone was supportive.
For the second year in a row, Trans Queer Pueblo, an advocacy organization for queer and trans people of color, staged a protest at the event. The organization and its allies have called out Phoenix Pride for what they feel is an exclusion of and injustice against undocumented LGBTQ people of color. Maria Paletta is diversity and inequality reporter for the Arizona Republic, and she joins us now to talk more about this. Welcome to the show, Maria.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So first, tell us what happened at the Pride Parade over the weekend. I know there were about 100 activists who protested, right?
So I'm actually not entirely sure of the number who protested this year. I know there were about 100 who protested last year, which was much more contentious, with spectators yelling at those protesters, using racial slurs, shoving them. What happened yesterday was similar in the sense that Trans Queer Pueblo and its allies sort of interrupted or stopped part of the parade, mm-hmm. but it was a little more peaceful. However, their issues with the parade were the same. So they were talking about how they felt that Pride didn't really represent equality and that LGBT people of color did not have the support of the whole community at large.
Right, right. Let's talk more about that. So they held a week of action leading up to the festival to highlight some of these issues. We talked with one of the leaders of that last week. But tell us, what are some of the issues that they have with Phoenix Pride?
They feel that Phoenix Pride has lost its sense of its roots, essentially. They talk about how many of the people who started that movement, who started Pride, were trans people of color, trans women of color. And they feel that now it's sort of turned into something more commercial where, you know, police or sheriff's deputies, people that they feel persecute them on a daily basis, can come to this parade and sort of have a photo op and get a t-shirt and look great for a day and then continue discriminating against them.
Yeah. What are some of the issues they think need to be highlighted here? I know they've held events in front of the Phoenix Police Department, in front of the 4th Avenue Jail last week.
Right. So one of the main ones is mistreatment or discrimination against trans people of color, particularly in immigrant detention centers. As you said, Trans Queer Pueblo focuses on migrants' rights. So a lot of the issues that it's trying to highlight focuses on that community. In addition to the detention center issue, they feel that police, primarily in Phoenix, but in the Valley at large, are not there to protect them in their community. They feel that they can't turn to them as some other residents might for protection, for safety. They feel that instead they will be mistreated by police, or at the very least not treated fairly.
Right, right. So they did this last year too. They held that protest like you mentioned. So what has been the response from the organizers of Phoenix Pride? I know we talked to them and they said that they had talked to the organizers and they thought that they had some internal work to continue to do before they sort of understood their concerns. What's the response been?
So exactly as you said, it's kind of a he said, she said between the two organizations still. Pride spokespeople told me just what they told you, that they were, you know, trying to reach out to the organization, that they had talks, that they were feeling optimistic, and then those talks sort of dropped off in the last few weeks leading up to Pride. Mm-hmm. They did feel that there were issues that they needed to address, but they said, you know, overall it's unfair to say that we don't support these issues, you know, that migrants of color are facing. We are very alarmed by, you know, increases in you know, persecution of migrants in this area, that sort of thing. And we want to be there for any member of any marginalized community.
Okay. And briefly, Maria, before we go, so where do we go from here? Do we have any sense of a resolution, or can we expect these sorts of protests to happen every year at Phoenix Pride now?
I would be surprised if things were magically resolved. What I'm hearing from leaders with Trans Queer Pueblo is that they want to establish an entirely separate event next year, a People of Color Pride Festival in 2019. That was part of the focus of their protest yesterday. Mm-hmm. They were saying, you know, today marks when we say goodbye to Pride, you know, the traditional Phoenix Pride Parade. We're no longer going to try to get this community to embrace us here. We're going to create our own space next year, and they were inviting people to come to that.
All right. Maria Paletta is diversity and inequality reporter for the Arizona Republic. Maria, thanks so much.
Thank you.